Hi, I'm your host Logan, and welcome to another edition of K-Drama Review Session. This is actually my last episode of 2020, so Happy New Year. I know it's a little early, so don't go crazy on me. But because this is my last episode of 2020, I'm gonna issue another challenge that's gonna be a little bit easier than my last challenge. I'm actually at 89 listens so far on this show throughout every single episode. That's like a grand total that I mathematically came up with. And if I can get that 89 up to 100 or higher by the time I release my next podcast episode, so not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after, if I can get 100 listens or higher, I will release a bonus episode of me being a goofball or talking about my daily life or the latest video game I'm playing. Honestly, I'm really just gonna try to show you guys a different side of me that you don't get to see with this podcast that I'm doing. And who knows, I might create another podcast based off of those bonus episodes. The world is an open book, as I like to say, and also for those of you who have stuck with me since the beginning, thank you. And also, if this is your first time listening to one of my episodes, also thank you. And honestly, if you guys want to spread the word about this to your friends on your social media, however you want to spread the word about it, that's totally fine. I really honestly appreciate it. Because the more listeners for me, the better, and it just proves that I'm doing a good job. And also, like I said, for those of you who missed my challenge last week, or my last episode, I'm going to repeat that challenge, and that challenge is if I can get 25 more of you to join my Discord server, I will release a bonus episode, and I will also release a bonus episode if I get to 100 listens by my next podcast episode. So, not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. That's the deadline for the 100 listens, or higher. Keep that in mind. But also, I just want to give a shout out to my Discord friends who listened to my early demos and who supported me. And also, I just want to give a little tiny shout out to my friend Nico on Discord. I am so proud of you for going through with your surgery, and I hope you're happy, and I'm just really, really proud of you. But anyways, enough with the shoutouts and me being emotional. Let's get on to today's episode, and this is my last episode of 2020, so I really honestly hope you guys enjoy it. It's a good one. Alright, on today's episode, I will be talking about Absolute Boyfriend. Absolute Boyfriend is a 2019 romantic comedy. This drama is actually based off of a manga series of the same name, Absolute Boyfriend, and it also has been adapted into a Japanese drama and a Taiwanese drama and a Korean drama, which is what I'm talking about today. And also, there's a little bit of suspense in there too that I'm not gonna spoil for you, just because it gets very, very interesting, and I just honestly want you guys to, like, watch it for yourself to see what happens. I'm a sucker for anything that is, like, suspense, so this one definitely had me on the edge of my seat, because there were, like, a few moments where I was like, wait, what? No, that's impossible! So, I hope you guys enjoy it. Alrighty, so the plot of this show revolves around a woman named Dada. Dada is a special effects makeup artist, and she has actually been secretly dating the popular actor Wang Jun. And Wang Jun, like I said, he's a popular actor. He gets very busy with work because he's an up-and-coming star. And as a result, his relationship with Dada ends. Not on a very good note. I'm just saying, like, it ends pretty badly. And that's where Yeonggu comes in. He is a humanoid robot who actually gets shipped to Dada by accident. And she accidentally kisses him, which activates him. And he takes her to be his girlfriend because that's how he's programmed. He's programmed that, like, if you kiss him, he automatically thinks you're his one and only. And so it's funny because as their relationship grows closer, like as they grow closer together, Wang Jun slowly starts realizing what he's lost, and he tries to win Dada back. And it's interesting because he tries basically any means necessary to get her back, and he's just desperate, and it's actually kind of sad. But meanwhile, while all of this is happening, Diana is trying to reclaim Yeonggu because she originally purchased him, but he was, I don't want to say misshipped because it was kind of on purpose, because there's like a whole thing with like her and not liking humans and only liking robots and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And so it's interesting because her property, quote unquote, was shipped to somebody else and she basically throws a temper tantrum. But it's interesting because also while this is happening, Dada is actually being blackmailed by somebody who at first we don't know, but Yeonggu actually, like, tries to, like, help her figure out who's blackmailing her and who's blackmailing Wang Jun, and it's just, it's a very, very interesting, honestly, like I said, if you want to see what happens, you're gonna have to watch it for yourself. It's just one of those that I can't really explain in depth without giving away what happens, and, but it's really good, and I really honestly hope you enjoy it. Alright, this is the part where I talk about the cast, who plays what character, and kind of give you a little insight into, like, their personalities and how they act. Yeo Jin-gu plays Yeonggu / 09. 09 is what they call him in the beginning, that's his model number. And it's funny because he's programmed to think that the first person that kisses him is his one and only girlfriend, and it's funny because he would do anything for that person, and it's just, it's interesting. Girls Day's Minha plays Dada. She is a special effects makeup artist. She inherited that company from her late father. And her breakup with Wang Jun kind of leaves her insecure about love. And it's actually interesting because Yeonggu is like, you're my girlfriend. And she's just like, I don't want anything to have to do with you. I'm sorry. And it's actually funny because there's a scene in the fifth episode that actually makes me laugh. Because she actually kind of like, she doesn't scold him per se, but she just kind of like freaks out at him, and it's just because of something he did, and it's just, it's funny. So Hong Jun Hyun plays Wang Jun. Wang Jun is the up and coming actor. They call him a Hallyu star, which basically means that he's talented, he's good-looking, he has it all. It's like, okay, so you know, like, that one actor that, like, everybody swoons over because he's so pretty and gorgeous and talented. Yeah, that's his character in this show. And also, it's funny because after his breakup with Dada, he is actually, like, depressed. And it's funny because he actually gets kind of jealous seeing her with somebody else, and he slowly starts to realize, like, what he's lost and how badly he screwed up. Seo Young plays Diana. Diana is Yeon-gu's original owner. She originally purchased him, and when she finds out that he's been shipped to somebody else, she kind of throws a temper tantrum, and she actually throws several temper tantrums throughout the entire show. And she's just the character, like, you know that character that you just love to hate? Yeah, that's her. She's basically the Prince Yeo of this show. For those of you who don't know who Prince Yeo is, go back and listen to my first episode about Moon Lovers. And actually, the person that played Prince Yeo is in this drama, so if you hated Prince Yeo, you will probably hate him in this drama as well. Although, I don't hate his character in Absolute Boyfriend as much as I hate his character in Moon Lovers, but it's pretty close. Choi Sung-won plays Bo-won. Bo-won is Yeon-gu's, basically his instructor and his friend. And Yeon-gu actually sees him as sort of a brother. Kang Jung-hyeon plays Ji-suk. Ji-suk is Bo-won's superior. He's the head of the department. He oversees everything. And he's also In-hyuk's boss as well. I will be getting to In-hyuk in a minute, so just stick with me. But Ji-suk is basically like the hard-ass boss that just keeps everybody in line. And he actually threatens to fire Bo-won. And it's actually very interesting. Kaiwan Hyun's Song plays In-hyuk. In-hyuk is Bo-won's friend, but later Bo-won's enemy because he aligns himself with Diana. And honestly, he becomes very, very sus, especially after a certain point. I'm not gonna tell you what point because that would be giving away a spoiler. Cha Jung Won plays Kyu Ri. Kyu Ri is Dada's best friend, and she's also on the special effects makeup team that Dada is basically the leader of. She's actually an interesting character because she sees Yeon-gu and she instantly falls for him, and it's so funny because there's actually, like, a scene, like, early on where she sees him and he's, like, walking towards them, and she, like, throws herself up against the wall to try to look, like, dramatic and pretty, and she's just like, is it just me or is it coincidence that we've been seeing each other more often? And he looks at her and he's just like, it's just you. And it's just so funny because everybody just laughs at her. Kim Do-hoon plays Yujin. Yujin is my favorite character out of this whole entire show. I know he's a supporting character, but I do not care. He is the anime nerd of the entire group, and he is, he's funny because, it's funny because his relationship with Yeon-gu is very similar to Bo-won's. Yujin sees Yeon-gu as a brother and as family, and Yujin is actually the youngest member of the special effects squad. And like I said, he is the anime nerd of the entire show. And he's also sort of the comedian. He's like that one person that just like cracks jokes and you just like to laugh at him. Or laugh with him. But he's definitely my favorite character. And he's really... Honestly, he's actually kind of cute. Hong Seok Cheon plays Yoon Dong. Yoon Dong is the head of the company that Wang Jun works for. And he's also very sus along with In Hyuk. Ha Jae Suk plays Yeo Woong. Yeo Woong is Wang Jun's manager and friend, and she's also one of the few people that knows about his relationship with Dada. And she sees him, like, being mopey and drinking alcohol around the house. And she's literally, like, that one person that's like, why don't you get up off of your ass and go redeem yourself to her? And it's funny because she has, like, that attitude that's just like, really, boy? And, actually, funny thing, Bo-won actually falls for Kiyuri, and Yeo-woong actually falls for Bo-won. It's actually very interesting, because Kiryu doesn't want anything to have to do with Bo-won, and Bo-won doesn't want anything to have to do with Yeo-woong. Choi Joo-won plays Hwan-ni. Hwan-ni is he's basically below Wang Jun. So Wang Jun is basically his senbei, which basically means that Wang Jun has been in the business longer than him, and Hwan-ni is actually very disrespectful towards Wang Jun, and he eventually aligns himself with Yoon Dong, which makes him very sus. Ko Jung Won plays Ran. Ran is Lady Diana's basically caretaker and sort of manager. She's like the one person that actually like truly knows about Lady Diana and her complex, and it's just interesting because Lady Diana has a complex where she is very distrustful towards humans, and she only trusts robots, and she has a robotic arm from an event that happened when she was younger, and also why she hates humans is because of that event as well. And it's just interesting to see her fighting with Dada over Yeon-gu. It's very, very interesting. Alright, this is the part where I talk about the characters and how they relate to each other. So, I'm gonna kick it off with Dada and Wang Jun. Dada is Wang Jun's girlfriend / ex-girlfriend. Yeon-gu is Dada's new boyfriend. Kiyuri and Yujin are Dada's friends and co-workers. Jisook is the company head. Bo-won is Yeon-gu's trainer and is basically like family to him. In Hyuk is Bo-won's friend and later enemy. Diana is Yeon-gu's original owner. Ram is her servant / manager / friend. I don't know what you want to call her. Yoon Dong is Wang Jun's boss. Yeo Woong is Wang Jun's manager. And Hwan-ni is Wang Jun's rival, quote unquote. And honestly, it's just interesting to see how all of these tie together. So I'm actually gonna try to go over the love triangles as best as I can. So I already explained Dada, Wang Jun, and Yeon-gu, so I'm gonna skip over them. So Kiyuri, Bo-won has a thing for Kiyuri, and Yeo-woong has a thing for Bo-won, And Diana doesn't really have a thing for anybody, but it's just interesting because also there's kind of a love square because Eugen kind of has a thing for Kiyuri as well, but it's not as noticeable. But it's just interesting to see how some of this plays out. And like I said, there is actually a part where Dada and Wang Jun are actually like being blackmailed by somebody to like break up. And I'm just gonna tell you right now that Dada and Wang Jun were in a relationship for 7 years, so that's probably why. Alright, time for my opinion. This drama is cute and funny. Literally, I was laughing so hard within the first 5 or 6 episodes. Episode 5 was absolutely hands down hysterical. The love triangles are cute and funny. Some of them are actually like really hysterical, and honestly, it's just really honestly cute. And for those of you who have paid attention in a few of my previous episodes, I have mentioned two of these actors before, Hong Jun-hyun and Yeo Jin-gu. Yeo Jin-gu was, I mentioned him in my Orange Marmalade episode, and guaranteed I will be mentioning him again because he is one of my favorite actors. And also Hong Jun-hyun, who played Prince Yeo in Moon Lovers, guaranteed I will be mentioning his villainess again. Honestly, I know I peg him as a villain in basically every show, but there is actually one drama where he is not a villain and he's a total sweetheart. But most of the things I've seen him in so far, he's pretty much a villain or he just acts like a jerk. Which I'm sure is not his true personality. Honestly, as much as I love you, Hong Jun-hyun, you do have the Jeffrey Dean Morgan complex, as I like to call it, because I love you as an actor, but I hate some of the characters you play. But honestly, with all of that aside, it's honestly, I think Yeo Jin-gyu and Minna would make a cute couple. That's just me. I know there's like a huge age difference between them because she's like 30 and he's like 23. But honestly, I think they would be cute together. I mean, even Hong Jun-hyun and Minha would be cute. Even though like I don't like him as much as Yeo Jin-gu, but I mean, everybody's got to have a bias, right? All right, where to watch? This drama is actually one of the free ones that you can watch on Viki. I was surprised myself to see that it was free on Viki. Honestly, it doesn't really matter to me because I have Viki Pass Plus, so I don't have to deal with the stupid ads in the middle of every episode. But honestly, I'm not gonna do my spiel about Viki Pass Plus again. If you want that spiel, I can give it to you personally through my Discord server, or I can give it to you via DMs on Twitter. But honestly, like I said, I was surprised myself to see that this one was free on Viki, and it is actually part of my little collection that I have on Viki called K-Dramas I Have Watched So Far. I know I've been plugging that collection like crazy, just because honestly, that's actually my way of keeping track of what I've watched on Viki, because my watch list is that big that I just created that so I could just say, oh, I've already watched this, so I can have a place to put it that is not on my watch list. It's, like I said, it's just my way of keeping track of what I've watched and what I haven't, and it's just because my watch list on Viki, if you saw it, you'd be like, what the heck? But yeah, no, you can watch this free on Viki. Like I said, it is part of my collection K-dramas I have watched so far. So if you wanna follow that collection on Viki, I'd appreciate it. And also, who knows? If I get more of you in my Discord server, we might do a Viki viewing night. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Especially because now Discord supports screen sharing on mobile now, so I mean, who knows? The world is an open book. But honestly, it is the fourth one on in my collection of K-dramas I have watched so far. If you want to go back and rewatch any of the dramas that I've mentioned that aren't on Viki, you can either join my Discord server because I have all of the links there, and also I have all of the I also have a link to K-dramas I've watched so far on my Twitter account. I will just keep reposting that link as I go, just because that's like the easy, I know that's like the easy way out, but it's easier than me scrolling through my Viki account and posting every single link to every K-drama. It's just because it gets tedious, and yeah, I know I've been late on posting a few, and I'm sorry. It was just because of the holidays, and my schedule was crazy. But I will tell you how to find me on Twitter, and I will also be plugging that collection again in the next segment. Alrighty, that concludes this episode of K-Drama Review Session. If you liked it, feel free to leave me a review on iTunes. As always, if you have K-Drama suggestions, you can always shoot me a link on Twitter at Logan_Taylor906. The L and the T are capitalized in that, and Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R. I'm going to repeat that one more time. My Twitter account is at Logan_Taylor906. The L and the T are capitalized, and Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R. Or if you don't want to do that, you can leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/kdrama-review. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, I will be reposting the link to K-dramas I have watched so far. And also, just a reminder, if I can get up to 100 listens or more by the time I release my next podcast episode, so not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after, I will release a bonus episode of me talking about either my daily life or me talking about like my job or like what I do for a living besides podcasting, or like the latest video game I've been playing, or just me playing Smash or Pass. And who knows, I might get one of my Discord friends to join me. That would be pretty freaking awesome, wouldn't it? Or just playing Smash or Pass with anime characters. Who knows? The world is an open book. But also, the other challenge I issued is if I can get 25 more of you to join my Discord server, I will release a bonus episode. And I actually do mean it. Those are promises. I will release them. It might take a while for me to record because I won't have a script, and it's going to be kind of off topic and funny, but I'm just trying to give you guys sort of like a different side of me than what you usually see. I mean, I know I goof off talking about K-dramas sometimes, but all in all, this is actually kind of a serious podcast, but I try not to make it too serious because I do like having fun. And I do like having fun with it. I know I've made references to like The Walking Dead and Avatar The Last Airbender and a few other things, but that's just like me interpreting like the characters, like that's just what they remind me of. I know that sounds a little weird, but that's like the easiest way I can explain it. And also, this is my last episode of 2020. So the next time you listen to my podcast, we will be in 2021. Also, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody who has left feedback. Thank you so much. I really honestly appreciate it. Like I said in my first episode, if you do leave feedback, please, 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 the only thing I ask of you is to please keep the negativity to a minimum. I'm very self-conscious, so, like, some of that, actually, like, gets to me and, like, makes me emotional. But if you leave, like, constructive criticism, like, oh, I liked this, but this could be a little bit better, that's fine, I'm okay with that, but just please keep the general negativity to a minimum. Constructive criticism, that's fine, because that gives me something that I can work towards and improve on and hopefully become a better podcaster. Honestly, I hope you guys enjoy Absolute Boyfriend as much as I did. It is pretty much a riot. Like I said, earlier, this episode is actually dedicated, to my Discord friend Nico, who, had a surgery, and, honestly, to me, I hope you're feeling better, sweetheart, and, I hope I get to hear your voice really, really soon. I hope you guys enjoy Absolute Boyfriend. This has been your host, Logan, with K-Drama Review Session, and happy K-Drama-ing!